The Indiana State University Department of Theater presents Dennis Johnson's historical drama, The Dreaming Dust, at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, April 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th, showtime at 7:30. I'm George Walker, and our guests are Professor Chris Burchild, who directs, and one of the actors in the production, Susan Montes-Bologna. Thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Chris, I gather that in addition to being a playwright, that Dennis Johnston also is a biographer of Jonathan Swift.
He is. He spent a good deal of his career somewhat obsessed with the life of Swift, and he brought forward a number of challenging ideas about Swift, some of which are really played out in this play. He looked at this work, The Dreaming Dust, as somewhat of a laboratory for his ideas on Swift. And about 10 years after he finished writing the play, he finally came out with his biography.
So the biography comes following the play. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You're presenting this in a church, and I gather it was written for a production in a church.
It was. It was originally written to be performed at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin, and it was never allowed to be performed there. He always regretted that fact, and it was workshopped all over the place. Finally, it got its real premiere in the current state it's in a small theater on the East Coast in the United States. And it never really quite made it back to St. Patrick's. That is, until that idea was sort of resurrected for an International Swift Symposium that's going to be held in October of this year. And I was invited to bring the show for its St. Patrick's premiere using ISU actors and crew.
We're talking with director Chris Burchild and actor Susan Montes-Bologna about a play called The Dreaming Dust, based on the story of Jonathan Swift by Dennis Johnston. It'll play this coming week in Terre Haute on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 7:30. And then in the fall, it travels to Ireland for the production there. Susan, characters in this production are described as the seven deadly sins, and I was surprised to discover they're actually characters. Which one of the sins are you?
Avarice.
Avarice.
Mm-hmm.
The notes say that the seven deadly sins help tell the tale of the particular character of Jonathan Swift. We think of Swift as an ironist with the stories of Gulliver and with the modest proposal that the Irish eat babies. How does avarice work?
Well, Swift was an incredibly prolific writer, but his major occupation was a clergyman, and he eventually became the dean of St. Patrick's. So I think that's in great part one of the reasons that the writer, Johnson, went toward the seven deadly sins. I am actually a traveling actor who has just finished a production of The Seven Deadly Sins, in which I played Avarice. Then when we come in, some strange things happen, and I'm not going to reveal anything, and we take on different characters, one of which is Avarice. I go back to my character that I played in the show before, and hence Avarice plays through, that my main object is to make sure that I'm taken care of. And then I become Dingley, who is Jonathan's sidekick, and I also play Mrs. Van Numeric, who is the mother of Vanessa, the other woman that Jonathan loved. Now, from my character's point of view, all three, in fact, this is really a love story.
Actor Susan Montes-Bologna, she's part of the cast, directed by Chris Burchild, that brings the play The Dreaming Dust to Terre Haute Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, showtime at 7:30. And that'll be presented at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. And then it travels to Ireland in October. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.